Hi, this is Marian Buck Murray of marianbuckmurray.com. I'm a certified EFT practitioner and transformational health guide. And today I'm going to guide you through a very short EFT tapping session that will help you release some resistance that you might be feeling about something that you need to get done. You know, sometimes if you're like me, we have things on our to-do list that we get done and then other things that for whatever reason we avoid or, you know, they keep appearing week after week after week, day after day on the to-do list, but they're not getting done. And sometimes that might mean that you just aren't meant to get it done and you should let it go. But other times these are things that we really do need to get done because they'll benefit us in some way. So this EFT tapping session will help you release some of the resistance that you might be feeling that is actually making it harder for you to get something done. The more we avoid doing something, a lot of times the heavier and the harder it feels. So this session will help you release some of that difficulty that you might be feeling. Okay, now if you are new to tapping, EFT tapping, if you've never done it before, please go to my website at marianbuckmurray.com. On my website, underneath the blog section, you will find a video that will show you exactly how to use EFT tapping. And under my services, under EFT, you will find an illustrated diagram of all of the points and also instructions on exactly how to do it. So once you're ready, once you're certain about all the points to use for EFT tapping, you know, make sure you know the points. Let's get started. Okay, now the first thing I want you to do is choose your target. So target about something that you're resisting. Your target will be, you know, maybe you're resisting making a phone call, starting a project, writing a letter, writing your blog, getting anything done around the house, whatever it is, something that you feel resistance around and that you really want to get done. Now, once you've picked your target, notice what the resistance feels like in your body. Notice where you feel it. Notice how it makes you feel. And give it a rating on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the most intense and 0, of course, being nothing. Give it a rating, and just so that you can have a benchmark at the end of this session. All right, now we're going to get started. So starting on the karate chop, think, you know, bring your resistance to mind, the thing that you're avoiding, and let's get started. Okay, so go to the karate chop, tapping on the karate chop. Even though I feel so much resistance, I accept myself completely. So even though I really want to avoid doing this, and I've been resisting it for so long, I accept the way I feel about it, and I accept myself. So even though I'm really procrastinating when it comes to getting this done, I accept that that's how I feel about it, and I completely accept myself. Okay, now go up to the eyebrow. I'd rather forget it. Side of the eye, I'd just rather not do it. Under the eye, it makes me anxious just to think about it. Under the nose, I really don't want to do it. Chin point, it bothers me when I think about not doing it. Collarbone, I feel guilty about not doing it. Under the arms, this resistance. Top of the head, it feels so heavy. Eyebrow point. This resistance is stopping me. Side of the eye. Part of me wants to do it. Under the eye. Part of me wants to get it done. Under the nose. This resistance is stopping me. Chin. It makes me want to do it. Collarbone. Part of me doesn't want to do this. Under the arms. All of this resistance. Top of the head. What if I could let it go? All right, now take a deep breath and just notice where you are, you know, how it feels. Remember the rating from 0 to 10 and just notice where you are on the scale now. And if you're about, you know, below a 3 or a 4, around there, you can go on to the next segment. If you're still pretty high, I would recommend going through that part of the tapping again before you go on to the second round. Okay, so let's go on to the second round. Go back to your karate chop. Even though I've been resisting this for so long, some of this resistance has shifted, and I'm ready to release some more. So even though part of me wants to get this done, I still feel some resistance. And even though I still feel some resistance, I accept myself completely. So even though I've let go of some of this resistance, I'm open to releasing even more. Okay, now go to your eyebrow point. What if I could let go of all of this resistance? Side of the eye. What if letting go of the resistance makes me feel better? Under the eye. All this resistance makes me so tired. Under the nose. And guilty. Chin point. Sometimes this resistance makes it feel too hard. Collarbone point. What if I could clear it away? Under the arms. I'm open to letting go of even more of this resistance. Top of the head. I'm making it easier for myself. Eyebrow. What if it's really not such a big deal? Side of the eye. Maybe I can make it easier. Under the eye. Maybe I can do just a little bit. Under the nose. I'm making it easier for myself. Chin. I'm letting go of this resistance. Collarbone. And I'm making it easier for myself. Under the arms. It feels better without all this resistance. Top of the head. Maybe it will be easier to get done. Okay, now take a deep breath. And notice again on your scale of 0 to 10 how you're feeling about this. And where are you now? And again, if your resistance still feels pretty high, go back and do some more tapping. All right, but now we're going to go on to round 3. So tapping on the karate chop again. Even though I still might resist doing this, I completely accept myself and how I feel. So even though I've resisted this in the past, and it felt so hard, I accept that that's the way I felt about it, and I'm open to feeling differently. So even though I didn't want to do this, I'm opening up to new possibilities of getting it done. Okay, now go to your eyebrow point. It feels easier without all this resistance. Side of the eye. Maybe I can make it even easier. Under the eye. Maybe there are simple ways to get this done. Under the nose. Maybe if I take one step, it will lead to another and another. Chin point. It will feel so good to get this done. Collarbone point. I'm feeling calmer and more relaxed. Under the arms. I'm releasing resistance and I'm making it easier for myself. Top of the head. I'm allowing myself to get this done. Staying on the top of the head. I'm allowing it to feel easier than before. Top of the head. I'm allowing myself to feel good about getting it done. It's time to start. Okay, now take a deep breath. And notice where you are on the scale of 0 to 10. And that's all. So that tapping round hopefully helped you release some of your resistance. And just remember, just doing a little bit will help get you motivated, help get you started, and sooner or later, you will definitely get it done. I am Marion Buck Murray of marionbuckmurray.com. If you're interested in going deeper with the EFT, please visit my website and take a look at the services I have to offer. That's all for today. Goodbye for now.